MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Cast Iron Supplements, Brawl Base, Pro-Am Belts, Game Changer Clothing, Never Tap, Hype Fight Store, Intimidation Clothing, Ink Tank Tattoo, 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, and ACS Live TV. Always supporting local MMA. You're listening to MMAMadhouse.com live.
So you're rocking the Might Suck shirt. Were you guys having a Might problem over in Central Oregon this year?
Actually, yeah. They've had an extreme outbreak of the nasty little critters. And we've been killing it at the store, man. I mean, I've been selling, like, everything. Parithium bombs, neem oil, like, organics, chemicals. They sell it. It all depends on the person, you know. But, yeah. Actually, I'm excited because starting tonight for the next 4 days, we're supposed to have rain.
Really?
Yep. We only
that doesn't bode well for over here. If you're, I don't have rain in my forecast, bro. And if I,
no,
if I don't have rain, why would you have rain?
I think ours is coming from the east. We got a front pushing against the base of the mountain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's
I saw a pretty wicked little picture of. I saw a pretty wicked little picture of Smith Rock yesterday. It was fucking rad, bro. I was like,
you know,
man, normally when I'm standing outside the studio taking a piss, I just sit there and look at Smith Rock.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because, you know, from my
like, I walk right
patio,
out the front door. Or walk right out the front door of the RV and just take a leak and look at Smith Rock.
Well, that's it, because right where we're at, we're on the side that has Monkey Face. So if you know where to look for Monkey Face, and it's the craziest rock formation, folks. It's an actual, through erosion, like a Planet of the Apes monkey head that's like the size of four Buicks.
It is fucking rad.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of where I live. I mean, it's one of the greatest rock climbing destinations in the world, so. Oh, but tonight, we're going...
Rub it in, asshole.
We're going back to the Midwest. We're going to Arkansas. We're going to be talking season promotion. KP6 going down this weekend, folks. For anybody out there, I mean, you guys got to get out. I mean, this is going to be Saturday, August 24th at the Metroplex Event Center. You guys can go to kingdompromotion.com to find out any more information, to get tickets. Weigh-ins are public, folks. Get out there, man. Weigh-ins are some of the best time to meet your fighters. They're going to be at Famous Dave's at 6:30 in West Little Rock on Shackleford Road. It's 225 North Shackleford Road in Little Rock. So you guys get out there and check that out. Weigh-in, seriously, it's a fun time to be able to meet the fighters, get photos, get autographs. For any of you fighters listening, Make sure you guys are all ready and at the event, 4 o'clock for rules meeting. In fact, don't want to be late for that. We know how referees get when their fighters are late. They get eaten. Oh, actually, we should be having Nathan from Kingdom join us any minute.
Dude, I think it's awesome that we're breaking down Arkansas ahead of our sister network, MMA Topics.
Yeah,
it's like he's
well,
got like it's like there's like the Great Wall of China, like right there, like around the Missouri-Kansas border that like keeps him enclosed in that little area.
Yeah, and obviously this is a really good card. I was talking to you before we went live. The Almost Go match. I'm really, really. I want to see this LaMarcus Tucker versus Brandon Grundy. I got my money on Grundy going 5-0, and LaMarcus ending up with a 6-1 record. But that fight right there is really interesting to me. It's two big boys. We got heavyweights banging it out. You know, somebody's going to sleep. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that a lot here over the next few moments. I want to talk about something that happened today. And let's do a quick rundown of M1. I went 5-0 on
oh.
today. I got all of my picks right. I didn't know.
Good call, brother. While we're waiting for our guest, let's talk M1, man. I honestly didn't get to see it all because I spent this morning mowing my lawn and weed eating before work. So how'd it go down?
Well, you know, Gafurov defended the title, and I'm hoping Lee Morrison was watching because he dispatched that guy in the second round. He fought Yuri Ivlev or whatever it is for the 145 title and TKO in round two.
Oh, you gotta love
that. I think the weirdest thing about for Lee to fight that guy is that guy is hairy like a gorilla.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Hey, go over the card for a second. I'm going to call our guest.
All right, well, you know, Islam Makhachev defeated Honda Jr. In the decision. There were two good lightweights battling it out. Both of them at the time were undefeated going into the fight, but Jr. lost his O. Then we had Mansour Barnoy. Fought Zulfikar Usmanov, Barnoy from France, I think. He was 8-1 going into the fight. Ended up getting it with a third round rear naked choke. Then you had Mal Yuten, who ended up actually going the distance. That's exactly the only fight I got exactly perfectly picked was Mal Yuten. He tends to, you know, just a point fighter kind of guy. But he's a lot of fun to watch, and he's usually in some really good fights. Marcin Tybura beat up Chaban Ka. Skippy looks like he wants to say something, but he's not sure what to do right now. He looks kind of confused and lost, and all I see is, like, right under his name, it just says, might suck, because the wall cuts him off. I guess he's not coming in to hang out with us here, people, but Tybura was out of Poland, ended up going with the submission in the first round. I thought he'd get the TKO. Most Polish guys are heavy-handed, and apparently Tybura is a little slick jiu-jitsu guy. What's going on, buddy?
We got his answer machine. I think he's still coaching. I'll give him a couple more minutes. We'll try him again. We've got a little bit of time. Huh. So I just caught the tail end of the fight you were talking about. So he showed some pretty good jits ground, huh?
Yeah. Did not take him long to end the fight. 2 minutes, he tapped him out.
Wow. What was the best fight, you think?
I like watching Gafurov fight, but, I mean, you know, he's kind of an exciting guy. I just like watching the Sambo, dude. I don't know. I like a lot of it. I like all the Russian guys a lot. I was interested to see Barnoy, see how he came back off the loss. Because he just lost to, I think, Malachev, what, I don't know how you say his fucking name, but I think that they fought in their last prospective fights, and Barnoy came out on the short end for his first loss.
Well, I'm hoping that our boys over at Rear Naked Smoke get those fights up quick, because I'd really like to see the defense, you know, of the strap. And You know, folks, right now we're having a little bit of trouble getting the promoter on. So I understand he's still coaching right now. If everybody's chilling, waiting for Team to Promotion, we are working on it. If I don't hear from him in a few minutes, we'll start calling fighters ourselves. How's that? For everybody out there,
you're ballsy. You're ballsy. I don't think you have. I don't think you have the cojones to call people.
Actually,
what do you think about that?
I already got Grundy's phone number just in case we had any problems. I could call him because he's one of the guys I wanted to talk to. He just, like I said, he just seems like he'd be an exciting fighter, you know, and a good person to interview. But let's go over this card real quick for everybody.
Is Grundy your new fighter crush?
No, but I'm saying for his ability to market the fight and market himself, he's funny, he's outgoing, he's obviously undefeated, so he's got to be somewhat of a decent fighter. You know, I mean, I think this is, you know, a great time for heavyweights. Because they're the only one, I think they're the only ones on this card undefeated, you know, in the oh, must go kind of match. So I get a feeling it's going to be a banger. I really got a feeling they're going to talk a little smack, and I'd like to hear what kind of smack he's got to talk, because he's been pretty funny on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, every promotion needs that guy, and it's always good to be that guy.
And he is that guy, I think. Another fight fans out there should be really paying attention to is Bobby Jean, I guess it's Bedard, versus Rachel Ray. You know, and I'm not talking Rachel Ray the cooker, not the lady on TV. This is a 3-2, 3-1.
I thought you said not Rachel Ray the hooker. I was like, what?
No, not the cooker. Like the lady who does all those cookbooks and 30-minute meals.
Yeah, you know, they're called chefs, buddy.
Yeah, I used to be one. How soon I forget. I've only been out of the business for like a month.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, come on, man. Get it together, buddy. Get it together.
I was looking at my closet this morning getting dressed, and it's like I went to go grab my suit, my chef's outfit, you know, just out of habit. And I was like, you know what? I can wear jeans and a t-shirt. Bam! I wore flip-flops to work today. It was great.
Whatever, bro.
Dude, like, every day I get to wear, like, the coolest shirt, like a shirt from Humboldt County Nutrients or Emerald Triangle or my favorite
one. Hey,
what
can you tell me about Hemp Shield? Like, the varnish. Or whatever it is, I guess, like some kind of a finish for your for wood, like for decking.
Dude, we sell shit to grow vegetables and medicine. We don't sell varnish. Like you're gonna have to go to like Paint Plus or something.
Come on, bro. You guys need to further expand the empire, dude. This is Hemp Shield, man. You think people are coming into your shop for their freaking tomatoes? Get out of town, bro. Those people ain't coming in there for tomatoes. That's just a cover for their hydroponic system. They're like, oh, yeah. It's like tomatoes is like code words. Like they're like, yeah, Skip, I've got 4 south-facing tomato plants in my hydro system. What kind of nutrients do my tomatoes need? And you're like, oh, are they beefsteak? And they're like, no, they're cherry tomatoes. And you're like, oh, well, you want to go down over this aisle.
Dude, my favorite, no lie, maybe, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, I was working a Saturday, and that's when I was still part-time there, and this old lady comes in, just like maybe 60. She goes, I'd like to buy a Gavita 1000. That's like the most expensive, one of the baddest boys on the market for lighting. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah, I just want to keep my flowers alive in the winter. And I was like, you're going to spend $1,000 on a lighting system, one piece of a lighting system, not ventilation, not anything else, not buckets, not nutrients. She's like, I want the best. It tripped me out. This little old lady seriously bought, like, a commercial grow lamp, like the highest-end commercial grow lamp to keep her flowers alive in the winter. She could have done it with a 125-watt Batwing, you know, fluorescent grow bulb for, like, $46.
Is this more code language that we're not privy to here? Like, she's just trying to keep her marigolds alive? She's like, I need this for my marigolds, Skip.
Dude, you're tripped me out, man. That lady just wanted to keep flowers alive in the winter, and she put them in her garage. Hey, let's try this guy again. I'm just going to call him live because I don't want to mess around.
I'm kind of sad this week. I'm a little cranky and sad because I have to miss an event this week because of work. I will not be in attendance at Cage Sport for when Matt Kovacs takes the heavyweight championship from around the waist of Anthony Hamilton and raises it high in the air. And then he'll jump up on the cage, and whoever's sitting cage side, I'll think they're going to die and start, like, reading themselves the last rites, and then the cage won't break, though. Excuse me, I thought you were calling this guy on the air. Now he's going to act like he's ignoring everybody. This freaking guy. But, man, there are some really good fights going on at Cage Sport 26 this weekend. Emerald Queen Casino. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. You guys know the routine. We go through it about every 2 months. They're on the short end of a back-to-back here. They had an event last month. Now they're having another event this month. But we've got one sick bantamweight fight with Jeff Hatton and Josh Reddinghouse. I have a feeling Reddinghouse probably win that fight in the second round. More than likely, probably a submission. I think his grappling will just be too much for Hatton. You got Alex Eastman, Eduardo Torres. You can look for Torres to probably grind out a decision. Eastman's a tough, tough kid. And Eduardo's just a level above him. Let's give a big shout out to Jeff Sweeney. He's a good friend of Madhouse's, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. I guess they've been training partners before. Jeff will be at Cave Sport covering the event for us here at Madhouse, him and Stormy. So make sure you go give him a hard time, get some pictures with him, buy a mouth guard off of them maybe. Or you could, like, if you were wondering about how good the mouth guards are, he'll probably have a sample one there. You can put it in, and then Jeff can punch you in the mouth if you sign the waiver. And then when you take it out and all your teeth are still intact, you'll probably just want to buy one anyway. So that's what I recommend. Another good fight we got coming up, Ian Williams versus Zach Kahn. It's going to be a welterweight fight. You got Ian, and some of you may know him as the Mule. Guy is tough as nails, tough as nails. He had a crazy sick fight with another good friend of Madhouse, Dave Corshane. You got Zach Kahn coming in on an 8-fight overall win streak. He's a 1-0 pro, though. It's going to be interesting, Ian's got a lot of experience, and from what I hear from guys around Washington, the guy hits like a freaking tank. So I'm going to probably say Ian Williams will do a late first-round TKO, probably have Kahn up against the cage and just blast away on him. That's what I'm saying for that fight. Back to Jeff Sweeney. He's fighting Jacob Solis. That'll be a good, sick little fight. And a friend of Jeff over at Clinches is a friend of ours. So best of luck to you, buddy. Skippy's giving me thumbs up instead of middle fingers. I don't know really what the hell's going on here. And Jeff says it's going to be – hold on. Wait, it's going to be Jeff Sweeney via KO. That's according to Clinch Custom Mouth Guard. So if anybody's out there looking to make some money, I say hop on that train. And if you think Solis will win, then you can make a bet with Clinch that when Sweeney wins, you have to buy 2 guards. And then when your guy wins, well, you only have to buy 1 guard. That works out best for everybody.
Well, you guys can work that. Will you get my bet? Let's do this. We got Nathan Kirby from Kingdom Promotions going down August 24th, Kingdom Promotions 6, down there in Little Rock. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Man, I'm dripping with sweat. We are doing jiu-jitsu right now, and I heard my phone go off. I've been trying to call, and it just kept saying call ended. I was calling the wrong number, guys.
It's all good, man. How's jits tonight?
It's going good, but I'm on the phone, and they're just watching me, so I'm trying to get them to do something without me on the floor yelling at them.
Man, what are you guys doing tonight?
We are working on it's kind of an illegal pendulum sweep. But if the referee don't see you, grab the pants. You're not supposed to put your fingers inside, but Kurt Oleander's little secret ninja move. But anyway, So
that's rad.
We're doing some illegal stuff.
Well, you know, it's only, you know, you got to remember, though, that not everybody there is there to compete. And for those people that are in self-defense mode, that's not illegal. And that's a good sweep bag to use because, you know.
Amen.
I mean, that's
no,
the,
you're
that's
absolutely right.
Thing. Yeah, I've had to miss 2 weeks of training now with a neck injury because I was trying to be stupid. And
where are you training at?
Dumb shit. I train at Northwest Martial Arts in Eugene.
Oh, okay.
The former. The former.
Yeah, we've got
Dunham.
Of Evan Tanner?
Evan Dunham.
Oh, Evan Dunham. Well, we had MMA, grappling, jiu-jitsu, gi, no-gi, now we're hitting gi, and we're done, and my fighters are pooped out. We've had an incredible fight camp, you know, this last 7 weeks, 8 weeks leading up to this show, and they're just tired, you know. It's a nice night of just grappling. We're just rolling. No muscles, just sweating.
Those are the funnest times in class.
Not when they can't move and they're bruised and, I mean, they're just beat up. We had an incredible night, though, we went, last night. Honestly, it has been a great – I've got two guys debuting on this fight card, and it's just good watching people grow. That's what I love about this whole sport, just seeing them grow from the very beginning.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about this card. We were talking a little bit about it before we got you on. I've got the fight card. First, for fans out there, is the fight all still the same as of today?
The only one that I know of is Joe Lazzarato, the Punisher. He has an injured hand. He's fractured his arm, and he was still going to go through it. He's been fighting his coach, and his coach, you know, is looking out for the best of him. Today, he got the word that he can't do it, so we had to pull in one of the alternates to fight Brandon Motley. But other than that, the entire fight card is still the same.
Okay, well, I want to talk about a fight that we were just talking about. I was about to call homeboy if we couldn't get you, but the Omos Go heavyweight match, LaMarcus Tucker, Brandon Grundy, what a match.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of people, if they don't know these guys, you know, it's just, you know, I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, King of Promotions. You know, I did promote another event before this, before I opened up my own promotion company. You know, I went on my own and did Kingdom Promotion so I could do it how I wanted to be done and how I was led to do the show. And so if you're not familiar with these guys, LaMarcus Tucker is 6-0, and he is a heavyweight and a light heavyweight. He's actually dropping down to light heavyweight. And Brandon Grundy is a heavyweight, and he's 4-0. And, you know, LaMarcus, you know, freight train! LaMarcus trains up in Batesville with Josh Hudson, Matt Sellers at Without Limits. And Brandon Grundy recently joined my school. You know, he was kind of independent for a while, and he just wasn't respected, you know, because he was independent. And, you know, everybody keeps telling him he's fought nobodies and he's never really had to, you know, earn anything. And he just has a target on his back. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I like
well, do people kind of do people view him as kind of like the as what you want to be the face of the organization?
It's hard to describe him because he's new to the whole team aspect. He's new to the family, you know. As in, he's so used to being on his own, and it's all up to him. You know, he's a self motivator. You know, he's a self-pusher. He doesn't need anybody. He doesn't deal with negativity. Every day is a new day to him in his mind. You know, he's the guy. He's self-made. So it's new to him with this experience. And I remember, you know, I'll tell you guys, I remember his first time in here. I remember I got in his face the very first night, and I told him, I said, you do that again. Get out of here. Walk away, because you're not even part of our team then. Because he's not used to having this team. He wants to walk away. He didn't want to work with us. He's the first one to quit when he's the one that had the most heart all the time in the fights. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks ago when something flipped in him and he is here and he is training and he is learning and he is trying to apply everything that he is learning into his game plan. I just got to get him to keep his hands up. That's the only thing I got to do.
And that's great to hear, but that's what, you know, we love hearing these stories in the sport when, you know, a gym and an organization give a platform for a fighter to evolve, to become what
yes,
they
sir.
Want to be, and that's a professional. I mean, you got a lot of great fights on this card. I know we got fans around the world listening tonight who might be just for the first time learning about your organization. Great thing is they can watch this event Saturday night on GoFightLive.tv anywhere in the world. And with that being said, I've got to ask you, you have a fight that I was curious when you guys are matchmaking, if this is not a test to see how truly ready Shane Bridges is. You guys put him up against Shane Irwin, who's more of a seasoned fighter. Is this a test to see how good Shane really is, Bridges?
Honestly, here's the deal. When you are in the organization to the level that I'm in, and I'm not a know-all, see-all, you know, whatever, but I match make, and I teach, and I coach, and I promote, and I've been in different gyms. I know how people train. I've seen them fight, or I've trained with them, and I've trained with almost everybody on this fight card at one point, except for Bobby Bedard. You know, she's from Missouri. I haven't trained with her yet. I think you got it the other way around. I don't know if Shane Irwin is ready for Shane Bridges. And the reason why I say that is because if you go back and do the history of Shane Bridges, a lot of people don't know this, and him and I have actually butted heads about this, because I am I'm a Nazi when it comes to being honest with a record. And I moved here to Little Rock, you know, 5 years ago, and it was, this guy has 20 fights fighting somebody who's never fought before, and he's just drinking a beer, and he had a hamburger 30 minutes before the fight. That's what I came to, because there was no sanctioning, and it was just crazy like that. Or one team stacked the entire fight card, and, you know, and Shane was one of those guys. He fought, a lot of people don't know this, he has over 20 amateur fights. Now you look Shane up, Shane Bridges, you look him up, and you may find on one record he has 3 or 4 fights. On another record, he has multiple records in the database. So you've got to do some searching to find out the truth, and that's what I had to do. People would lie about records. There's a guy that he was on a promotion for a long time that would lie about his record to the athletic commission. They'd put a different date of birth in. They'd put a different name. They'd use his middle name instead. And I was the one that was pushing Shane Bridges two or three years ago to fight the actual champion, the 135-pound champion at the time, and he didn't take it. So he has probably 18 to 20 amateur fights, if not more. And the athletic commission, when it was going through some turmoil here in Little Rock about a year and a half ago, it was insane. They put him back to zero and zero and then started him there as legit. It was insane.
Wow.
So, yes, sir. Wow. So, actually, Shane Bridges has a lot more experience than Shane Irwin.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting. It's so strange
that
the commission would want to do something like that.
But, see, it's hard. Okay, I think it's public record, but I'm not going to count and say names and stuff like that, but there was some shadiness going on, and there was some pocketing of...
Oh, we understand
going on.
That, bro. We understand
okay.
that. Trust me. We had our own situation out here in Oregon just like that, where the
okay.
guy would like, take, yeah, we know exactly.
He's
I think the dude's in jail
indicted.
Right now. Yeah.
Well, he's gone. This guy's gone. I loved him to death, man. We worked great together, but it just was unorganized. You know, people would come to a fight. You know, if I had a fight in June, they'd come to my show in August, and they're not in the database, but they just fought. And these guys, the coaches, the fighters are like, I paid my fees, I paid my license, I'm in there. And, you know, and they came down hard on me because I've got the biggest show in this area. So, like you said, we are streamed live. And what a blessing that is for us to have the first show was in February. We went live, global. And it was a woman that I used to go to church with. I called her up and I said, look, yeah, woman. I want to go live with this, and she is a guru nerd like that. She's amazing, and she says, okay, let me do some work. And she just looked everywhere how we were going to do it, and she ended up getting a hold of the guys at Go Fight Live. And next thing you know, February, we streamed live even in Brazil.
Yep. It was a good event. I actually, we watched it and we reported live results on. Yeah, LaPocky, something's wrong with your mic.
No, man, I can.
Okay. Yeah, actually, and that's why I'm looking forward to this weekend because obviously me and LaPocky are stuck out here in the Pacific Northwest right now, so we can't make it. We will have some team members, William Akins and his partner, are going to be down there covering the event live for fans. You know, for our website.
Oh, very cool.
Photos. Yeah, we're super excited to come actually and be at one of your events instead of just reporting on them live through the GoFight Live network. But, yeah, your last event, man, was great, and I'm excited to see this one. You guys seem to get better and better and better with every event. Obviously, you've been doing this for some time. With everything that's happened in the last year or so, commission-wise, what's been the toughest thing for this event to get it slapped together the way you want it?
You know, I don't know. It's a toss-up. I can cry and whine and complain because there's if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, it's. But I mean, I'm just kind of used to it now. I'm expecting things to go wrong. I just wake up knowing that I'm going to get a phone call, and I just go with the punches. And I can't get upset anymore. You know, I was working on insurance. They changed some insurance policies, so I had to deal with pro insurance, and it was 5 times the amount. You know, that's a lot of money. For one bout, just one bout was almost $600. You know, it's just insane.
Wow.
And then there's a new inspector, and he's looking to get a job full-time here in Little Rock. And so he is by the book. I mean, he is by the book, and he's got some ideas. And I think it may help, and honestly, I think it'll help structure it. But it's just more hoops that I got to jump through. You know, I have to collect fighters' fees on Friday night. I hate doing that stuff. But I don't know. I don't know. There's not one thing that sticks out more than anything. It's just the stuff that I deal with, you know, to get ready for a promotion. It's a nightmare sometimes.
Well, you know, and that's the, you know, one of the interesting things about when we talk to guys like yourself who are putting together the events. We get to hear all these crazy stories. Some commissions are great to work with. Some aren't. Obviously, through all the BS, you've been able to consistently put on a good event. People feel that are getting fair fights, great fights for the fans. You know, are you planning on just staying in your region? Are you looking at maybe jumping over the state line any?
You know, honestly, I'm not because I don't feel like – and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I don't think that that's what God has me to do. I don't think that's like my calling, you know, to do this. It was something that the state needed. It was something that it's in my lap for a reason. I'm not from here. You know, there was, you know, umpteen promoters when I first moved here and all across the state, and none of them are promoting. There's not one promotion that's promoting in this state that was promoting 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And those were all the ones that were trying to blackball me or shut me down, you know, when I first started because I was competition to them. Or because I was different, and I ran things different. I did things different, and I
– You weren't local.
No, I was not local, no. I'm from Iowa, you know. I fought for Monty Cox. You know, I trained with Pat Miletich's team, and I fought in Cedar Rapids. And, you know, I fought with, you know, Matt Hughes and Tim Sylvia and Brock Lesnar, and I trained with those guys. And I moved down here, and you would think that they were all Matt Hughes and Tim Sylvia down here with the attitude that I received. But they have been very welcoming to me in the last 2 and 3 years. It's definitely not the same as it was.
So let me ask you, with all that's going on in your league and your building, for the fans out there, this is a pro-am card. Do you feel that you're starting to develop a great group of amateurs for your pro class?
Absolutely. I mean, I believe, okay, this is my honesty. I have to deal with crazy people all the time, okay? I in Washington, Iowa, I used to own a fitness center, and I had a thing called Fight Club, and it was once a night or once a month, and it was, honestly, it was underground fighting. You know, I'd have number one versus number 13, old school. And I would have everybody and their brother want to come and do fight night, you know, and this guy trained in ninjutsu. Yes, a ninja. You know, another guy was training the arc. I'm not even kidding you. He was from Florida. He trained in ninjutsu, and he wanted to know if his art could go against somebody else's art. He didn't show up.
Maybe he did.
He was there. He just didn't see him.
Yeah, he was a ninja. I didn't see him with his cabbie shoes and his ninja stars on the roof. I had another guy. He was trained in the art of bone break. And I told him, I said, literally, if you can break somebody's bones as they are punching you or choking you, man, he never showed up. So the funny one is just this last couple weeks, I hope he's not listening because, you know, I invited him to my school to train. But no, I hope he isn't because I don't want to be that guy. But I won't say a name. But anyway, he emailed me. He wants to fight on my show. And I have a rule on my show. I do not take independent fighters. That's why I forced Brandon Grundy to get in the gym. And he chose my gym. He trained around and he chose my gym. And I do not allow independents because that's not going to help me as a promoter. It's not going to help the sport, the professionalism of these guys that actually want to go somewhere. It's not going to help my businesses that sponsor this. It's not going to help the teams that put out the sweat, the leases, that pay for the equipment. It's not doing anything for us if you're training in your freaking garage. And there's nothing against those garage guys, but I'm trying to talk about a family, a corporation, a company, a movement. So anyway, I'll get off that soapbox, but this guy comes in.
You're the first time ever heard a promoter come on and say that about an independent fighter. I actually agree with you on that. I think your mentality behind it's 100% right.
Well, I'm chastised, you know, from it. I get chastised because, you know, I have a Christian organization. You know, I've got crosses in my emblem. You know, I'm not a church. It's just me. I just choose to run it a different way. You know, I just choose to run a different way. So I get chastised about that. And it's tough. You know, you got to have a tough chin, you know, sometimes. And it's hard not to get, I don't want to say arrogant, but I get harsh. And I forget, I lose my joy in the middle of this. And so this show's been kind of different. You know, I kind of started from the very beginning saying, I'm going to do this one differently. I'm going to enjoy, you know, for 12 hours today, I scoured the entire city looking for a doctor when my show was going to be shut down. Isn't that crazy? 3 days from now, my show would be shut down because I didn't have a doctor because they bailed on me at the last minute.
Wow.
The sanctioning rules. And so I'm just like, and I came to the gym and I worked out. It's one of those, I can't do anything about it. I spent 12 hours today emailing, calling, texting, Facebooking. And by the time, you know, I've been in class since 4 o'clock today. So I'll get home and I'll have 70 some messages, but I love it. I know. And I found a doctor. I found a doctor who's going to be there. And so we're taken care of. My insurance for my pro bout came at the 11th hour because this company I'm dealing with went through a new insurance company. And I'm sitting here at his whim, and it came through today. So it's crazy sometimes, but anyway, let me tell you about this guy. Let me tell you about this guy before we get crazy. And this isn't to make fun of independent fighters, but it's to make, you know, we're talking about those ninjas. This guy has 4.5 years of training. He's got 2 black belts and stuff I've never heard of, and I can't pronounce, Jing Zhang Hua, something. And and he's 4.5 years, and he wants to fight on my show. Then I said, okay, give me more information. I need how many fights you have, what's your background, what's your record, give me your age, where do you train? I don't have a gym, but my trainer is this guy's name. But he's had all this experience. So I told him, I said, you've never been in a real MMA situation. And the athletic commissioner, when I talked to her about it, said, if I let him debut with 4.5 years of training and he debuts, and he destroys somebody, my neck is on the line. And if he debuts with 4.5 years of training and he fights somebody with 8 fights because of his experience and gets blown up, my neck's on the line. So the best thing I could do is have him come in and come to fight night at our school. And he got his nose broke by a guy that trained for 2 months. I mean, and it was just, so that's why I don't allow independent fighters. I need them to – I like to be able to say this to my kids. You know, I love my kids. My passion is all the little kids that I train and teach. My passion is them. They're the future. I've got a girl right now. She is the next Ronda Rousey. She's unbelievable. Multi-time world champion Naga grappler expert. I tell them all the time, you will never face anything in the cage or in a grappling match that you've never already gone through experience and training. And I want them to be confident.
You do have a ladies fight on this card. Is this the lady you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about a 10-year-old girl that I trained.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking the future. That's even cooler, man. I love it.
Yeah,
you know,
future.
You know, obviously anybody out there follows Future Fighters, you guys see it. I mean, we have a great sponsor, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. He's located up here in the Pacific Northwest, and he does kids all the way to the biggest names that you can imagine, but he's got a kid named Ben. This kid is like you said, the future of the sport. We see Ben, and we see his ability, his attitude, his education, what he does in school for the community, and it's just like this guy will be bigger and better than so many fighters right now that are out there because of the way the sport has grown and the way the young kids are evolving now.
Yeah, that's incredible. I tell my kids all the time that they could kick the crap out of the guy I was in Iowa fighting for Monty Cox. You know, I got a 15-year-old child, my son. He's unbelievable. I mean, he wants to fight so bad when he's 16, and this kid, I have to fight him off with everything I've got already at 15. They start young. And
at the same time, though, isn't it kind of unfortunate that we really won't get to see the art versus art types of fights anymore?
Are you kidding?
No, man, it was kind of part of the appeal to it.
What? You got to be jerking
like
my pain.
You didn't like Keith Hackney versus Emmanuel Yarbrough?
Well, yeah, but he didn't know anything. I mean...
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, I can appreciate where the sport's at right now, but there's still a part of me that likes those early days of what it was.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it was so, you know, we were all naive to it. You know, I'm sitting in a basement apartment watching this thing called Ultimate Fighter Championship in Denver, Colorado in 1993, and I'm like, that is amazing. That is what I want to do. And so I joined karate. Are you kidding me? That was the stupidest thing that I could have ever done. I wasted 10 years of my life. I've never thrown a high block in the cage. Huh?
Just think of the discipline you learned from 10 years of karate.
No, man. My kids get discipline learning MMA and kickboxing and jiu-jitsu. Something real that they can... I mean, this 10-year-old girl has beat 20-year-old females in here. It's my 15-year-old tapped out three fighters on fight night, Tuesday night. I mean, it's... Hey, bye, guys. Bye, guys. You're leaving now.
Hey,
I got Brandon.
This is over.
I got Brandon Grundy. I got Al Arnett. I'm telling you, man, you need to watch Al. Al, you need to watch this guy. He's debuting on this fight card. He is a hot. What's up,
he's
Al?
A beast, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. He's talking to me right now.
Al's fighting Emmanuel Martinez, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye, Al. Yeah, so what Al doesn't know is that Manny Martinez has 6 years of Muay Thai training. I didn't tell Al that. He's a head case. So, because I know what Al's ability is. You know, he's trained with me for 6 months. He's trained with me for 6 months. And this guy trained for 6 years in Muay Thai. And he has, you know, a bunch of Muay Thai fights, but they're both debuting MMA. And I know other coaches wouldn't do that, but I know what Al's ability is. I know how hard we train. I know what his strength is. So I'm going to put him against adversity. And I know he's going to come out unscathed. He's going to pound a hole in the ground with this kid's head. So
is Al
we'll
Al
see you Saturday.
Is Al a wrestler?
He is now. Because he sure ain't no striker.
Especially not again. I don't care if it's a 6-year-old that started doing Muay Thai when he first got out of the womb. Like, that's, man, you don't want to strike with that if you've only been training anything for 6 months.
Yeah, no, he's not a striker, but we've been working on his cross. You know, he wants to drag his back foot. You know how boxers are. Or when they start training, you know, they lift the back foot up or they don't pivot, they don't sit in their punches. And, oh, man, he finally got the hang of it. He is about to break my arm off on the pads, you know, hitting it. You know, he's developed nicely. He's a great kid. Yeah.
Does he understand the quick game?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He is the strongest man that I have, that I think I've ever trained with. I've trained with some big guys before. He's 240 pounds. And, no. 233. He was 233 pounds. And this guy's 250 that he's fighting. But, man, Al is, I'm telling you, he is a workhorse. He trains 2-3 hours a day. And this is his debut. He was just like me. I trained 3 times a day. 5 days a week and twice a day the rest, and because I wasn't going to lose. I didn't want to lose. There's no way I was going to lose. He's a good kid, though.
Wow, dude, that's great. Obviously, you've got the experience. You fought, you coach, you've been around, so, you know, I don't feel like, you know, like an independent. You're not just grabbing a bunch of guys and being like, hey, let's throw them against these guys and, you know, for can fights. It's great that you obviously see something and feel that his ability is ready for this style of match in MMA. That's cool. I mean, you know, now you keep referencing the gym. What's the name of your gym for everybody listening?
It's Rock City MMA. I just opened it up in December last year. And it's rockcitymma.com. And we are, you know, here in West Little Rock, and we're looking to move. You know, we've already grown out of this location. So we're looking to grow and expand and into another facility.
Do you have your young fighters do, like, kickboxing matches and Muay Thai matches and grappling tournaments and stuff like that?
Yeah, we go
just to focus
yes,
on
sir.
Certain aspects of the game?
Yes, sir. We definitely have I've got a kickboxing class for the kids, and it's contact, and they spar. Some of them are brand new. They're working on, you know, they're learning, you know, their punches, throwing hooks, they learn how to slip. You know, we're doing rolling hooks, you know, rolling under a hook and hooking at the same time to the body. And, you know, these kids are learning as much as I can, and we contact spawn here. I haven't set up any kickboxing matches for them, but we go to grappling tournaments a lot. I mean, that was definitely coming from this boxing background that I had and taekwondo background. You know, I was on a taekwondo circuit for over a decade, you know, state champion 10 years in a row and a world champ. And I had all this, you know, legs, I'm, you know, 6'6", and I've got long legs, and, you know, we ended up turning into a grappling school. I mean, these kids are just all expert grappling champions, and I love those kids.
Now, here's something I think is kind of going to be interesting. You trained back in the day when there was, like, it was rugged and raw training.
Yeah,
how
no YouTube.
Much different is your training in the gym today than what you were having to go through back in Iowa?
Well, for one, it was never structured. That was the one thing that I realized when I wanted to run an MMA program and to train fighters, that I needed a system. I needed to know what they knew and knew well. I remember when I left Miletic and I moved down here and I was training, you know, I trained with, you know, I started doing jiu-jitsu when I moved down here with Professor Eder Pisciano from Brazil, with DDR. It was my first, you know, professor, and there was just never a structure. Like, every day, you know, if you guys are in jiu-jitsu, obviously, and you go, and if you're dealing with a traditional Brazilian, okay, guys, today, okay, shoulder lock, show me shoulder lock. Okay, today, okay, let's go. Show me half guard, show me pasta guard. You know, you do 3 things and then you free roll. You know, you drill 3 things and then you free roll.
Yeah,
and
exactly
every day was something different. We would never, you know, maybe 2 weeks down the road, 3 weeks down the road, you go, okay, guys, what you show me what we do last week. Dude, I don't remember, sir. I can't remember. It was, so when I left, I remember there was an armbar defense that I never really learned well enough. You know, I was disappointed that I never got to learn. There's always more to learn, you know, and I'm still a student of the game. But I just realized there was these things that I never knew, and I'm serious when I tell these kids that, you know, you could kick the daylights out of the guy I was when I was fighting in Iowa at 7-0. These kids know more than me. At 8 years old, these kids know how to do omoplatas. You know, these kids know how to do inverted triangles and switching it to an omoplata or switching it back to a triangle and catching an armbar. I mean, they know how to run a pipe. I didn't even know how to run the pipe, you know, for a single leg takedown. These kids are amazing, but I think the difference is structure. You know, there's juggernaut training. I trained in the team in Cedar Rapids with Team Hard Drive, Coach Scherzer and Keone Coke, Eric and Keone Coke, you know, in the UFC, and Jesse Lennox, you know, I think he fought in the UFC too, and, you know, that was a good team of mine. I trained up there. It was some juggernaut training, you know, I mean, beating on bags and just wrestling, and but it was just something different all the time. There was never a structure. You never knew what you knew.
That's interesting. I never really heard. I never really thought about that.
I've worked six years now developing a curriculum. Go ahead.
You know, with Little Rock, you know, you're kind of making a statement there. You're, you know, and you have the promotion, but I'm curious, how many guys and gals are coming into the gym just to train, not to be fighters, not to make this a career? Are you seeing more coming in just to learn the sport for fun and health?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you are it right there. First of all, it's a business, and I have to pay bills because this is what I do for a living. I don't have a job. This is my job. This is my passion. This is my purpose. This is what I do full time. And so 90%, I would say 90% of the people that come in train because they want to exercise. They love the feeling of this family. They leave with more confidence, more self-esteem, amazing workout, and this family. You know, you have a group of brothers and sisters that, you know, is just nothing like this. And so 90% of them just train. You know, it takes a lot to want to get punched in the face, man.
Yeah, that's true. You know, tonight things went a little crazy, a little different, and I'm glad that you ended up hanging out with us for the whole time. We did, you know, I'm sorry we didn't get to some of the fighters. Your next event, we'll try to book just some fighters for you. You know, hopefully we can have, you know, Grundy on next time as well. Before we run out of time with you tonight, since we only have about 5 minutes left, I want to make sure that everybody knows anything you want them to know, whether it's social media, if you even have tickets left, any information about the event, the gym, whatever you want, this is your time. Take it.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just thank you guys a lot. I really appreciate the sounding board that you give me, because I believe that without this, we wouldn't be able to grow the sport in a grassroots effort like you guys are able to do. So, number one, my hat's off to you for doing this, because I know it's an effort. It's not easy. Some of the people you have to deal with, the financial aspect, the sponsors. So I completely understand what you guys go through to be able to give the listeners right now the platform that I have to speak on. So I appreciate it. I'm honored. Second, with Kingdom Promotions, I want people to know one thing, that I believe that God has given me this opportunity to give back to a community, give back to a city, give back to a state, and give back to an industry, and treat it differently. The show is an extremely classy, professionally ran show, family-friendly oriented. We are sold out of cage side seats. We are sold out of VIP seats. All we have left is general admission. It's Saturday night, like you guys said. You know, all the stuff's on KingdomPromotionsMMA.com, a Facebook page. Like it up. I'd love to have more followers on there. They can always find me on Facebook, Kirby MMA. It's Nathan Kirby. I'm always putting a motivational, inspirational stuff on there. As a motivational speaker, I want to pour life and positivity in the world. And I hope you guys enjoy the fight card. I've worked hard to match up these fights. My last show, we had 8 fights go to the distance, to a decision, just because they were matched well. Of course, I want to see knockouts as well and submissions, but I think Rachel Ray and Bobby Bedard is going to be an amazing fight. Rachel Ray being from Arkansas, Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader. But the pro fight with Wade Johnson and Dave Burrow, the Hammer versus the Duke. Man, it's fight of the night. No matter, I believe it's fight of the night. But again, guys, thank you so much for having me
on. Why
couldn't
it have been the Hammer versus the Nail? That would have been so awesome if the one guy changed his name for this one fight with the Nail.
I had a guy named White Chocolate, and another guy was White Chocolate, and there was one, like, Chocolate Kisses. It was a white guy and a black guy. And I'm not even kidding you. I can't remember what they were, but, oh, my gosh. You couldn't have had it any better than that.
That's rad, dude.
Definitely, I will shoot you some information so you know exactly which guys will be covering the event for us. For all the fans out there, if for some reason you can't make it to this event, you can watch it online. If you can't, for some reason, watch online, you'll be able to get live results from MMAMadhouse.com. Nathan, I hope we can continue working together. And honestly, I want to thank you because you kept your word about your press releases. You've sent me every press release, so I very, very thank you for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Usually I drop the ball because I forget, so I'm glad I didn't upset you.
Hey, man, that's all Skippy cares about. You don't ever have to give him a present, nothing like that. Just keep him full of press releases, and he'll be your best friend for life.
All right. Well, guys, thanks again.
Hey, enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you so much.
Yep, God bless, guys. Bye-bye.
Now, I have something real quick. Everybody out there, August 24th at the Metroplex. Hold on. At the Metroplex Event Center, Kingdom Promotions, KP6, get there. Go find live TV if you can't make it. And I'm bringing somebody in real quick. And where is it?
Your dog's mother.
Muy importante.
Muy importante.
Muy importante.
Muy importante.
Let's bring in the man, the myth, the legend himself.
The bozo basher.
From Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. You got breaking news, buddy. You put a madhouse for all breaking news. The platform is yours. Go for it.
Nice. September 14th, Cage Warrior Combat 7, Saba Fadai from Team Mamba versus Justin Larson. It's going to be a great, great fight. Get there.
Wow. My dream is coming true.
Yep.
You did that one just for me, huh, buddy?
Yep, that's all you, bro. Your idea.
Dude,
the bomb is coming down to fight at Cage Warrior Combat. Fans, you guys want to see an amazing fighter, let alone an absolute war in the cage? Cage Warrior Combat, September 14th. Now, I'm super pumped about that, folks. I want you to be super pumped about our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
All funds secured. Please report to the main gate. We are about to unleash the Psycho.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com. mouthguard.com for all of your mouthguard needs.
Guest is. I'm waiting for him to respond to me. But while we're here, let's talk about this weekend. There is so much MMA, folks. Dude, tomorrow, Tachi Palace is back with Tachi Palace 16. Super Fight League Friday morning. Legacy Fighting Championships. Paul Buontello versus McSweeney. That's Friday night. Then you got Russ 10 Saturday morning. And in a fight card that a lot of purists won't even want to watch, but I might just because it's Russian street fighting in a weird ring on the sand, and that's Stella Street Fight, Arrows MMA from Thorn, MMA out of Russia. You got Cage Warrior 58. We got Jungle Fights 56, Inca FC 23, Shooto Brazil, XFE 26 on GFL, Kingdom Promotion 6 on GFL. Dude, CSC kickboxing on GFL. I mean, there's so much MMA this weekend, folks. If you can't find something, you're just not trying.
I love this fella street fight. I watched some of their highlights, bro. Literally, they take, like, sand, throw it on the ground, put a 10x10 ring on it, and you fight. And it's, like, in somebody's backyard, it looks like there's, like, 80 people. I mean, it's crazy.
It's always tons of people with those crazy things.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have Bo Anthony on, but I don't know if he's going to join us or not. But there's a little fun for you to watch. Folks, Google Arrow Street Fights. You'll come up with their fights.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, there's, I mean, the event list is just ridiculous this weekend. I mean, you got Cage Power 8, Fall Brawl. You got Fight Time 16, Spirit FC, Clash MMA 7. Our boy Lehi Dominguez will be fighting there this weekend. Wow,
Thunder Buddy.
Dude,
Thunder Buddy.
Yeah. Bruce Richards is fighting this weekend. Carly Marie Black is fighting this weekend.
Is Bruce doing a Muay Thai match this weekend?
I think that's what he's doing. Fight Bridge MMA's tomorrow. That's going to be a good card from Colorado, folks. You guys should check that one out. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm missing somebody that we sponsor that fights tomorrow night. I know Clinch has Matt Kovacs, and Clinch and Revolver have Justin Harrington. Jeff from Clinch has also got Josh Rittinghouse, Eduardo, I'm sorry, Jeff Sweeney. Who am I forgetting? Oh, dude, Steve Gaon. Fighting out there at Fighting Championships. That's who I was forgetting. The man himself, second arm wrestling, the beast. Yeah, I mean, it's a good weekend for MMA. I mean, you could see a madhouse fighter whether you live on the East Coast, whether you live in the Midwest, whether you live on the West Coast. We got you covered, folks. We're sponsoring fighters at every level and in every region. That's how we roll.
Is it how we roll?
No, actually, that's how we roll.
Yeah, I'm going to say, whoa there, Nelly. We're down there, Charlie
AFC.
Chaplin.
AFC. AFC's this week.
Oh, yeah, Casey and Cyrus will be down there.
Yeah, well, actually, I heard only one's going. I don't know the whole details.
Oh, just
but,
Cyrus.
Yeah. But I heard Casey nailed KSW 4-5 deal to be their ring announcer. He announced it this morning. Big shout-out to this
Casey
boy.
Or Cyrus?
Could have sworn I saw it with Casey, but I was half hungover this morning.
Only half, huh?
I could be. I actually went to sleep before 3 a.m.
Oh, so you must have had like 44 muffins yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, speaking of that. Man,
I figured
you
had mailed my banana bread.
Well, that's a problem. I got to make more. It was so tasty, and you're right, it was Cyrus who locked it down. My apologies. He'll be doing the ring announcing for probably my favorite kickboxing promotion, just because I'm such good friends with those guys. But dude, they got Zambides fighting on that card for the title. I'm super pumped about that.
A super combate or a KSW?
A KSW. And it looks like Bo will be calling us very shortly. So we'll be able to talk to Bo, find out what he's been doing. I think he's been on a pretty good tear lately. If I'm not mistaken.
Dude, are these guys allowed to throw dirt in their face? Like, can I lean down and throw dirt in your face in this fight?
Well, what I was thinking is, if I get back and I lay you flat out, can I shove your face into the sand just like I would if you were on a ring?
Hell yeah. Just suffocate him that way. Make him tap out. Mouthful of sand. First mouthful of sand submission.
Dude, yeah, that's pretty sick. Dude, it's a pretty crazy little event, but I'm curious to see if this big one they're doing on the pay-per-view is going to be actually set up the same as what you're watching, or will it be changed to, you know, be a little bit more gentle for those folks out there that, you know, as aggressive. And we got to ask Bo Anthony what it was about. I'm curious. I meant to ask him the other day. Hey, screw it. He's here right now, I think. Bo, Bo, how are you doing tonight, brother? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you want to turn your radio down to your computer?
Yep, yep, hold on. There it goes.
I can hear myself. That's pretty cool. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome
to Madhouse Live.
How's it going? I'm doing
all right. We're having a crazy little night. It's going along good. First things first, let's get all the fans out there throughout the world listening tonight. Tell them who you are, what your record is, and where you're fighting out of.
This is Bo Anthony. I'm 5-0 right now. Got two belts, one for NWC and one for FAMA. I'm 5-0 and fighting out of Vancouver, Washington, repping it for the big town.
Dude, that's sweet. You just picked up your second title not too long ago. How did that feel to grab a second belt?
Well, it was the day before my birthday, the fight was, and I didn't even know it was a title fight till I was already in the cage. My coach didn't know or nothing.
Well, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, my coach specifically said that he didn't even want me to fight for a title next, that he just wanted me to get some more experience in the cage. But it happened.
And who do you train with again?
I train at Gladiator MMA with Austin Springer.
Oh,
I think
nice.
One of the best trainers in the Northwest right now, I'm pretty sure. They're giving me a good deal, you know. Good environment.
Oh, good gym, good guys. Good guys.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, he is. Quick little guy.
Yeah, how do you like sparring with those little guys like that?
Oh, dude, I get tore up. No lie, dude. I go to the gym expecting to get choked out or, you know. They're all over the place.
Okay, you're 5-0, you got two straps. Is there something on the table for a defense for either one of those titles coming up?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a defense, but I'm currently looking at a fight for Prime Fighting, September 28th, through Prime Fighting, and it's just supposed to be champion versus champion sort of thing, no belt on the line.
So do you know who?
No, I haven't got back to who my opponent is yet. I've been asking. They're still looking, I guess. What?
Do you even care who it is?
No. Normally I go to my fights not knowing really what their record normally is, you know, because it's a bunch of bullshit promoters, you know. They're going to lie to you and get the fight on the card. But, like, the last...
I love this kid.
It's true shit, you know, like. Like, these promoters are good. Like, my coach isn't going to let me take a fight that I shouldn't take. But the promoters are going to get whatever fight they can.
You know, some promoters are trying to just use you as, like, a punching bag against people?
The promoters?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this promoter I've been going through for FAMA, Fisticuffs fight, you guys probably know him, Trent Standing. I guess it's dirty to talk shit, but he just throws the card together. It doesn't matter. He tried to put me against Paul Sims, and, you know, I'll fight him, but my coach is like, dude, he's had so many more fights. He's pretty much living at the gym now. It's just not a good matchup. Like, they even threatened to take my belt away because Austin declined the fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's got to be the matchmaker, because I don't believe Leonard would want to see a fight that lopsided.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm down to fight whoever, but it would be better to fight someone in my category of fights, not no guy with 15 fights when I got five. You know, yeah, I have two straps, but...
Have you ever walked around your house with both of them and a Coors Light in your hand?
I haven't got my second one yet, but My other one's just sitting up on the wall when it's not at the gym.
Do you ever get tired of carrying it over your shoulder to rub it in everyone's face? Because I don't. I do that. I'm right now I'm sitting with my title on my shoulder looking at my partner across the way, and he's not very happy because he knows that this belt means I'm the shit.
Yeah, I get that a lot. You know, I don't really like to flaunt it because it makes me feel like an asshole. I am a little bit
exactly.
of an asshole,
See?
But...
I mean, this is what I tried to explain to Skippy, but I tried to explain this to Skippy, man. Like, you don't want to be an asshole, man, because it just means I'll have to come and take the title from you.
Yeah, like, I tell people I'm, like, top three nicest guys in the world. That's the last thing I try to be.
That's where I'm glad to hear that, because I went into Burger King the other day, and I wanted a free Whopper, and I held my championship belt up, and they all laughed at me.
Oh, yeah.
You're a little smarter about it. You know, for the fans out there...
So hold on.
I want
to find out who the other two nicest people are in the top three.
Oh, top three? I have no idea. I just know. I'm probably number one. I just said top three to be nice.
So, what got you into MMA? Because I know there's a lot of fans out there tonight, especially back east and in Canada listening, who might not know anything about you. What got you passion to fight?
Just the way I grew up, you know. My brother's always pushing at me, you know. My brothers don't really fight, but they fought me, you know. I always got in trouble, you know. Got in trouble with the law a little bit for street fighting, but that's me. You know, like, screw going to jail. Put me somewhere in life, and I just started hitting it hard.
So why were four cops at your house the other night?
Oh, man. That's just lady drama right there.
But you were gonna say baby mama drama.
Hey, it is my baby mama, but.
But
I didn't say that because she's still my lady. She's listening right now, so she'll probably be mad if I say something.
Just blame it on Skippy.
Yeah, it's all Skippy's fault.
It's always my fault in everything. The Berlin Wall, the Lindenberg, Anderson Silva taking my advice not to put his hands up in a fight, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of us.
Now, like, you know, you're... Go ahead. You know, you're training, you're fighting, you know, obviously you've got a great attitude, you're smart about taking fights. What's your long-term goal in the next 2 years?
I want to end up going pro by the time... I'm only 20 right now. Turned 20 on the 4th of August, so... I want to go pro probably a couple months after my 21st birthday so I get in there young.
So are you going to try to work in as many amateur fights that you can legally work in the next year or so?
He's
not going to fight at all until he's 21.
Yeah, my plan is just to wait out a year with no fights.
Well, the reason I'm asking is with your abilities and obviously, you know, promotions, you know, throughout the Pacific Northwest, we have a few, but I think we're going to have to see you start traveling maybe to NorCal or to Reno or into Idaho more to get tougher competition and
get your
name out.
I got offered a fight in Idaho a while back, but that's when I was training for my first title fight, and so I declined that, but I haven't heard much after that. But I'm down to travel wherever. I'm down to fight whoever, you know.
Who's been your toughest fight?
Wait, what?
Who's been your toughest fight? Like, when you look back at the five fights you've had, who do you think you're like, man, that son of a bitch really kind of... I still won, but he still kind of got
me. I'm pretty sure it was when I won my first belt, and this kid came in fighting heavyweight at 206. So this kid was quick, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you even want to fight for a belt if you're going to be dropping? But, dude, I knew he was going to be fast, but this kid was fucking fast.
gotta love that. It's great to have that kind of a fight at this stage.
Yeah, it was fun, but yeah, it was in that mind of my head right there, you know, like, damn, this kid's everywhere.
Were you like standing there across the station, or like, this guy really does weigh 206?
Oh, dude, I froze.
I felt
like a chump in that fight. I froze up.
Why was that, you think?
I don't know. You know, I just put it in my mind that he was going to be fast, but he was faster than I thought that he was going to be.
Was he a pretty, like, lean 206?
Oh, yeah. He was. It looked like he was going to be fighting at, like, 170. Yeah,
now,
he was small.
Now, you get in a fight like this, and you know, the mental aspect plays a game. After that fight, do you feel like mentally that was a good thing to happen? Do you feel more prepared now mentally?
Oh, yeah, I feel after all my fights, like, it helped me improve on one thing at least. Like, this last fight, I just got to win my second strap. I knew he was going to go straight to the cage, straight to the ground, and I worked for it, but it helps. Each fight helps me in something.
Well, that's a sign of a good fighter and somebody, you know, who's not just trying to be a 1986, you know, champion state football player, but, you know, a Hall of Famer in a sport. You've got to
Dude, why you always got to be clowning on Al Bundy, bro? Why you always got to be clowning on Al Bundy? I think I'm letting that shit slide, man. I ain't letting you off the hook like that. I'm not putting up with that shit. You'll apologize.
Yeah.
Al Bundy is now like second-degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He is, but he's not beating anybody that matters.
He'd beat you.
Oh, my God. Bo, do you hear this? Every time this guy, he's always like, this guy will beat you. Bo, you probably know like I do, you know, being a bigger guy. So I'm 6'7", 320. How many guys are really going to beat me? You know? I eat four large pizzas a day. I got cardio. I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I got cardio like nobody's business.
Damn.
You got cardio like nobody. That's for sure. I will agree with you there 100%, man.
Hey, take the Pepsi challenge. Take the Pepsi challenge, Lafaki. That strap sits right here. Bo knows how it is. Us champions, we got haters every day. We got haters like you every day. It's all right.
Yeah, man, I got someone hating on me hard right now, saying my fight shit. I don't really know his name. Anthony Moran or something, training at Midtown or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you seen that? I posted
Anthony?
His shit on Facebook.
Is it Anthony McDonald?
No, oh, no. I know who Anthony McDonald, much respect to Anthony McDonald. No, this guy is a big white guy training at Midtown. It's Anthony Moran or Moron or some shit. I took a fucking picture of all the messages and posted it on Facebook so he could look tough, internet thugging it up.
Dude, that's great. Is the picture... Oh, here we go. I found it. Dude,
yeah, there's a couple
bitch.
Of them.
A fucking
he's talking shit.
Trash.
Yeah, he's talking shit because I grew up in a shitty-ass trailer park.
What? Big deal. Big fucking
that's what
deal.
I'm saying,
Who's
yeah.
Where you grew up? Look,
I was living with my mom at the time.
Hey, you could live in a car. You could live in a box. But when you get inside that cage, your house don't matter. Your skill,
that's
your
what I'm
heart,
saying.
Your determination.
He wants to talk
that's
shit.
He hasn't
even stepped in the cage once, though. That's the thing.
Maybe you should invite him to step in the cage with you.
That's what I'm saying. But then I was like... Am I really going to let this bottom level, even, you know, I'm not saying he's going to beat me. I'll fight anyone, like, for real. It's just ridiculous how he thinks he can come at me when he doesn't even have the ball to step in the cage. Like, you're a badass. You can train MMA. Good job.
Dude, I tell you what, that's a great attitude. We see that too many times with amateurs who get into pissy matches. Sam, if you're listening, this is for you.
I don't want anybody talking to Sam about fighting right now. He's got 6 days
about
before he can even. Yeah, he's got 6 days before he can even think about it.
No,
yeah, Sam's been
there
through my fights too.
Like Bo, you know, Bo's got the right mentality. Why step back to fight a nobody like this Anthony Moron or Maroney or whatever his name is if it's not going to progress your career, whether you're an amateur or pro? I don't see the point in taking internet fights over guys who piss on your day.
Yeah, I know what you're. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you have the right attitude there. I mean, what's the point of going and taking this fight, possibly losing? You know, I'm not saying you would, but, you know, if you were to lose this fight, a lot of people out there are going to be like, whoa, what, you know,
I know what you're saying. I feel you.
It's a smart attitude. Obviously, you're around a good group. You got a good coach who's making sure you guys are not only training right, but you're, you know, you're using
taking good fights.
Professionalism. Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think with my head, you know. I'm not trying to just think with my fist, you know. Like, I'm trying to get to the top level as fast as I can and as much technique and skill I can.
Lebowski, they're down about 2 days down on his page.
Because I'll probably know who it is since they're training Eugene.
He's saying Midtown, though. I talked to his buddies. Yeah, I was talking to a few of his buddies, and he's all like, I don't even know why he's talking shit. Like, he doesn't even fight. He just trains.
Keyboard warrior, man.
I don't know. Everybody has fans, you know. I just tell them. They're like, yeah, I'm going to knock you. I was like, well, everybody has dreams, you know. Like, that's what I told my last two opponents, you know, not to be a dick, but.
I love that. Everybody has dreams.
What's
man,
the best shit talk line you've used on one of your opponents so far in your five-fight career?
Repeat that?
What's the best shit talk line you've used on one of your opponents in your five-fight career so far?
I don't. My trainer's always taught me not to talk shit, you know, because anything could happen. That's why I don't got a nickname. I don't come out to a certain song, you know. I just go there and do my shit.
When do you take your shit on fight day?
What?
When do you take your shit on fight day? Do you wait till you're at the event and then, like, you know,
flush out
all the nerves at one time? Or do you do, like, are you kind of like a faucet all day long, like from the time you wake up till the time you get in the cage, or...
Yeah, I'm just saying, with nerves, I probably get nervous like 2 days before my fight, you know, and then once I get in that cage, it's all gone. Like, it's just so quiet once I step in there.
Do you suffer from bubble guts the 2 days leading up to the fight?
Only if I get super drunk the night before. Get them BGs.
This is you didn't expect to be interviewed like this. You were probably thinking, I'm just going to go on a show, guys going to ask me. No, we want to know the real you, and every fighter has to answer shit day fight questions. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just want to get my name out there, you know. Like, I'm from Vancouver, and I know MMA is big.
Well, now let's make Anthony happy. You're from the trailer park. We'll play along with this guy. You're from the trailer park. You're trying to climb out of the gutter, you know. He's obviously, you know, delusional and unsure of life, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I lived there when I lived with my mom, you know. Like, right when I was old enough to move out, I didn't live there anymore. Like,
who gives a shit, man? A house is a house. There's people out there without a house.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just funny. Like, my training partner's all like, why are you even messaging him? Like, it's just fun. It's not bugging me. It's not getting under my skin. If anything, it's getting under his. That's why he keeps messaging me.
sometimes that's the best way to do it. That's like,
I know. He's fucking flirting with me and shit. I'm like, you want my phone? You want my phone number too? Like, what's up? We could text. You want to exchange pictures?
You want a Snapchat?
You want to
go on chat roulette?
Oh shit!
It's just ridiculous.
Oh man!
You should be like, if you want to text me this bad, you can fight my old lady.
Yeah, dude, my old lady has more balls than this guy. It seems like not trying to talk shit.
Hey,
even though
so
she would probably just call me up.
Here's the best thing is, this guy, no matter what, you know he's listening tonight, and he's just getting steamed like a hot turd right now.
I know,
like,
yeah.
This asshole's on the radio talking shit about me. I'm going to have to text him and tell him I'm going to beat him up again.
I'm getting Cleveland steamered right now.
He's going to be like, oh, man, that means I'm going to actually have to take a fight.
I'm injured. He's gonna be like, he's gonna post tonight. But he'll be like, oh man, dislocated my shoulder at practice today.
Yeah,
I'm out for the next 8 weeks.
Sound like GSP and shit.
Hey, Bo, before we run out of time with you tonight, take this time, however long you need, man. Shout out friends, gems, sponsors, any information for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all you. Go for it.
Well, first off, I want to thank Gladiator MMA for bringing me in. You know, I was out of nowhere, you know. And my friends and family, they always show up to support me. I ain't got no sponsors right now, you know, so sponsors, hit me up. I'm a tough fighter. I'm all out heart, you know, I knock people out. That's what I do. And I just want to thank all my family and friends. And Gladiator MMA, dude, like, it's unlimited per month. Best training that you can get around here. Hit it up.
What's your favorite class?
Muay Thai. All about that Muay Thai.
I love that. That's great. Dude, I'm a big fan of stand-up games, so there's a good event this weekend, CSC. It's going down, man. Great fight.
Yeah, I'm down. My belt gets me into some free fights, you know, here and then. That's when I carry it.
Here's what you should do. If you like Thai fights, all weekend long on Thai TV 7, you can watch Thai fights from Thailand. Legit, some of the best Thai fights you get to see on free TV.
Oh, dude. I was getting down on some kid Thai fighting watching it online yesterday. Like, holy shit.
Were you ever entertain the idea of going to Thailand to train?
Yeah. Money comes into factor on a lot of things.
Dude, trust me, in Thailand, you can get away with like $500, be good to go for like a month.
Yeah, and you can fight over there. What you could do is you could turn pro and go over there and fight in Thailand and Cambodia every other weekend, you know, make $500-$600 a month and train while you're living there and, you know, get sit there for 6 months, get 8-10 pro fights and, you know, come back home.
And then come back to America and still be an amateur because nobody knows what the hell's going on in Laos and Cambodia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see what you're saying.
Oh, man, hey, if you ever want some Thai fights, you hit us up on the weekend, man. We'll hook you up with some links to some great Thai fights.
All right, yeah.
Hey,
so,
I'm sure
trying to get
you know,
a sponsorship from Clinch.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, the best way to get a Clinch sponsorship, and I know this for a fact, support them, push them, rock their gear, show them for, you know, 6 months, you know, a year, man. That's the best way to get in with these big companies. Find the companies you like. They're like quality products like Clinch. You know, find like Draco Impact Armor for gloves. You know, go out there and support them. Share their tweets, you know, post their articles, you know. When you see stuff like, it's a great way to help amateurs get sponsorships. Be proactive. Show them that you like their gear, that you rock their gear, you know, and you'll see it come back down the road. That's the best way.
But stay away from, hold on, it'll come to me. Skippy, who are the bozos I tell everybody to stay away from? The clothing company? Yeah, Game Changer. Don't even waste your time going down that road. Yeah, don't deal with those guys, bro.
That's
a waste of your time.
And when it comes to local, we'll give you one more hint.
dude, next time you're at a fight, look in the audience. See if Jake's Automotive or, you know, Bradley's Construction Company. Look at the fans. See what companies are there, because then you'll get a feel for what companies like and will help promote MMA, and then address that with a media kit. You know, something you should look into is a media kit. You know, Jax Media, great company for that. You know, they do a whole media package for like $50. You know, so that's
they can set up like a whole profile.
Into. Yeah. Have all your fights, highlights to your videos, photos, a bio. You know, look at doing something like that to help promote yourself that you can send out to potential sponsors.
Yeah, just like, just send it out and then. Just been just like, yeah, a little tongue
like,
tied. But,
here's what you can do. Like, when you get off the phone with us tonight, write down five companies you want to sponsor. You would want to be a sponsor, okay? And then like, go to their Facebook page and just start sharing the shit out of them. And just like every day, like maybe like in the morning and in the afternoon, just like start sharing their stuff and sharing their stuff. And they'll start to notice, and then you know eventually they'll reach out. But you just got to stay on top of it, like you know, like. We interview, is it Brenna that does this, Skippy, where at the end of every one of her interviews, she goes, I want to thank BMW, and like the first time she hit me with it, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how does this amateur girl have a BMW sponsorship?
Yeah.
And so when she got done, I'm like, how the hell did you get a BMW sponsorship, and why didn't I know about this? And she's like, oh, I don't have one yet. I'm just getting ready for when they do sponsor me.
That's funny shit right there. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just, you know, little things.
Well, I want to thank Ferrari and shit, you know.
Most deaf.
Hey, Bo, man, you got a Twitter or a Facebook fans can follow you on?
I got a Facebook. You can find me under Bo Anthony. I'm always
Bo
on. Bob. I'll always reply.
Hell yeah.
You can go
Bo,
read the
Bo, go enjoy the rest of
your
night.
Crush.
All right. Have a good night, man.
Hey, you too,
hey
Bo.
Thank you, Bo, man.
Yep, peace out.
Everybody, Bo Anthony, find him on Facebook, holding multiple titles, undefeated, young, amateur, badass, looking to go pro. Sponsors, keep your eye on him. This is somebody you're going to want to work with down the road. He's got a great attitude, good mindset. He's coming from a good gym, so we want to thank Bo Anthony tonight. We also want to thank Nathan Kirby from Kingdom Promotions. Man, Lepaki, we got like 20 minutes left. Oh.
Why only 20 minutes, man? Why are you fucking shortchanging the show nowadays? You're really pissing people off, man. I don't even want to hear it, Skippy Cohen. You know what? You want to sit there and floss that belt around like you're some kind of tough guy all night?
Hey.
When there's all you heavyweights? All you heavyweights floating around the studio? You already heard I challenged one of your homeboys today to a handicap Texas strap match. He didn't know what the hell was going on.
Dude, I got to be honest. I don't want to see you and Chris Gregory fight because I like you and I think he beat you. And I just don't want to see you upset. He has a far superior ground game to you. And it's just a lot of your advantage. Hey,
his
up,
best chance. His best chance would be to get on top of me somehow and hope that I can't sweep him. He doesn't seem like he has very good top control.
Well,
he probably gets thrown around by his old lady in the bedroom.
Dude, I guarantee you, he gets thrown around. He gets beat up. And all joking aside, I don't think he really needs to fight anymore. It don't matter. I mean, he did it. He did what he had to do. All those people out there talking shit, calling him out. I look at it like this.
Dude, that's
let
why he doesn't, but he, I agree. He doesn't have to fight, but you can't like sit there and make fun of a guy for saying he's going to take a fight. And then you take a fight with a guy. And then 5 minutes later, you have your buddy delete the thread. So nobody can see you say you would take it and fight him.
Well, no, that's backing out. You can't do, you can't step up and challenge somebody. You know, at all. You know, you just can't. I mean, if you're going to back out, I mean, we know that doesn't work in so many instances in life. You can't just talk shit and then pull out, you know. It's not going to work
and,
like that.
You know, and it really wouldn't help Chris this week if we had a grappling match because I'm kind of pissed off about some things that you and I have been trying to repair that will go unmentioned beyond this point, but I would choke a motherfucker out tonight.
I'm 100% supportive on that. I've done my best to fix the situation. It looks like once he's back from Europe, we'll be given a second shot, but I'm upset a lot because we were made to look like fools for no reason, you know, and we lost a kick-ass guest for a couple of weeks, and that really pisses me off, but so be it. You know, we move on. We will continue working with their organization, and we'll have him on the show in a few weeks once he's back from Europe. But yeah, it kind of upset me when we had to start playing all these games for no reason. What's up, Melissa? If you're listening to the show, hopefully Geek Class was good.
Who's Melissa?
This is a young up-and-comer, a young BJJ practitioner on the East Coast.
Your mother?
Oh. Not my mother.
Dude, this fruitcake, did you read this? Oh, my God. Never mind. I'm just going to let it go.
Master Splinter. What
about? I'm letting it go. I'm not mentioning anybody's names.
He's rolling with Master Splinter. Is that what we're talking about? I'm lost.
No, I'm not talking about anything. I'm refraining from talking about the travesty of Bradley Manning being sentenced to 35 years in fucking prison. Because the government feels like he did something he shouldn't have done, even though the government encourages whistleblowers. Fuck. But we won't go any farther down that rabbit hole. Derek's not here. Where's Andum at when you need him?
Right? That's what we need, dude. Hey, I drove by his house today. No, yesterday. And
out the window.
How the new...
Did you go over there and give him the peeping Tom experience and like climb up and like peer over the window until he saw you?
Hey, I'll give a shout out a second time to Melissa since now she's listening. So big shout out, girl. Yes, I did. I went over there to see how everything was working. I'm very glad that we could return the favors that sponsors show us all the time and give back to not only an athlete we sponsor, but a company that sponsors us. But you're talking like 15, 20 degrees difference in his house now with those new windows. Insane. Because, I mean, he's got 30-foot ceilings, so it was hard to get the air out of that room. So now that he's got windows that are like 16 feet off the ground, I will tell everybody right now, that was the most expensive lesson ever learned. Do not hire this whacked-out Mexican Jew known as Skippy to help you install windows. We broke $800 worth of glass to get $100 worth of window in,
Yeah, but now you can just take that glass down to Vision Smoke Shop and have them turn it into a piece for you.
That should have been something, but instead we were like kids and we went out to the dumpster and we were like breaking every piece until all the glass started shooting back in our face.
You know, somebody ought to kick you two in the balls.
Why?
You missed out on the prime opportunity to get some new glass.
So here's the best thing. So I'm over there for like what should have been an hour turned into like a 7-hour job because obviously I'm kind of retarded. So I'm hanging out, and anybody who knows Derek,
Jeff, you heard it.
Knows,
he said kind of. He said kind of. Jeff.
Kind of. I wore a helmet to school, but I wasn't always having to wear it. Just only in school. With that cool back.
That wasn't a helmet, dude. They just told you it was a helmet. It was actually a Silence of the Lambs Hannibal Lecter mask is what they actually had you in. They told you, oh, yeah, Skip, this is a helmet, buddy. Go ahead and put it on. This is what you'll wear at football practice, too.
He's got the craziest dog, okay? So I'm over there for like 3 hours and we run out of nails. Now, his dog's playing with me. I'm feeding it. Derek's like, hey, since there's a big hole in my house now that's like 20 feet by 15 feet, my dog will run away. I don't want her to do that. I need to run to the store. Can you watch it? The dog. And I'm like, sure. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm mellowing out, eating some cookies, and I'm sitting outside the house. Well, I turn to go inside the house because it's a big hole in the wall. His dog goes ape shit, like wants to kill me. So I step back out of the house, and the dog lays back down. That is one house no person will ever rob, I guarantee you. I'm talking like Cujo crazy. Man, it's insane. But as soon as he pulls up in the driveway again, the dog starts giving me licks on my hand, like jumping around wanting to play. Crazy. He's got that dog trained to be a killer. It's insane.
Dave Corshane is in L.A. right now with a boxing match on Friday night.
Big shout out to him.
Big shout out to Dave Corshane. When's he going to come back and rejoin the Sunday Night MMA Breakdown? Whoever told you that was bad for your career was lying to you, Dave. They were lying to you. They don't want you to be in the spotlight, Dave. We want you in the spotlight, Dave. Come back to the Sunday Night MMA Breakdown, Dave Corshane.
I wonder if... What? This is just mind-blowing how Carly Marie gets the most unreal sponsorships, man. Mob Inc. She just got, what's that prepaid?
Mob Inc.? What is that like? Is that like Gotti Boys or something?
Dude, motorcycles have been Oregon. That's
sponsoring Carly?
Big Mike's Choppers. Before he moved down to San Diego, he sold that franchise, which is motorcycles have been, but dude, insane. And then she got Boost Mobile.
Everybody's got Boost Mobile nowadays. Shit.
How many amateurs got it as a sponsor?
Joe
Mama.
Hey, have you talked to my cousin CD?
CD's nuts.
CD's nuts.
Hey,
where the hell
go?
Everybody
out
there knows. Pull Jeff back out of the lobby. Let's talk to Jeff for a minute. He's got some explaining to do. He's got some explaining to do. Or did he already
before
hang
we
out?
Bring Jeff on, 52-day Dare Fight Sports live from Bangkok. Bitches,
Deuce.
Bang on. What's up, Jeff?
Hold on. That's Nickel Deuce. Nickel Deuce, buddy. Nickel Deuce. We'll use some urban language here for him. Nickel Deuce.
Nickel Deuce.
What's up, ladies?
What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. What do I got to explain?
You've got to explain, how do we get Kultar, Black Mamba Gill on the November 2nd card?
Wow.
Him versus Byron Sutton.
You know, I thought about that this morning, actually. I thought about him on there. I'm going to talk to him and see what his... November would be real hard, but they're every month.
So, I just think it's funny that you're catching so much heat for one guy not being on the fight card.
Yeah, and you know what? That was because they were a little confused, and they thought that based on Bart's post that Kickfighter Combat is Bart's promotion, and I had to explain to them in messages that it's not Bart's promotion and really don't give a shit who he signed. It doesn't make a difference who we put on the card. I mean, that's great for Byron and Bart, but it doesn't affect what we do.
So he thought that signing with Bart was an automatic invitation to Kickfighter Combat?
Why would you not highlight your latest hot prospect? I don't understand why he's not on the card when he's your new big thing. Why would you not? You're confused, man. I mean, Byron's good and all, but I don't know. He didn't sign with us, but he's good. I mean, he'll be on a card in the future, no doubt. But it's not this one. We've got 14 fucking fights, man. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of damn money.
Hell
so
yeah.
Need to add
I'm going to be tired at the end of that. I'm going to be tired at the end of that night.
Yeah.
Because some of them fights I expect to go the distance.
I know. There's a few of them this time. I'm just going through it right now. Just getting ready to post the whole card.
Like, I'm
going
to tell it right now. Do not be surprised if Alfonso Gonzalez and CJ Marsh go the distance.
Well, yeah, and they're not fighting on this card, though. So, that yeah. I'd be surprised if they did.
No,
they're not
November 2nd.
Yeah, I hope CJ heals up good. Ribs are tough, man. Ribs are hard. That's like 6 weeks.
Your ribs are the
shit.
Worst.
Yeah, and then you can't do anything for a while, and that's just really hard to come back from no activity. Maybe.
Dude, the worst thing about ribs is that you can't even sleep.
You can't laugh. You can't cough. Can't fart,
breathe.
When
you're really constipated, you can't dig deep down inside and give it that good solid push from, like, you know, the diaphragm.
Yep.
I mean, it's really at a, you know, you can't thrust properly when you're making love to your woman. It's a horrible situation.
Yes. No thanks. Been there. 6 broken ribs. It was not fun.
I've only had a cracked rib before. Never broke one, but it hurt like a mother.
That'll teach that tree to
get
in my way.
I broke a girl's hip once. I wonder if that feels the same.
You broke a girl's hip?
Yeah.
What, did you hit her with a baseball bat?
No, I fell on top of her hard a bunch of times until it broke.
Oh, man, you've lost a lot of weight since then, though, haven't you?
I have. I'm no longer 360. I'm now 320, 6'6". I'm dropping the weight, and I'm coming for you, Jeff.
And you're getting shorter, it sounds like. It sounds like you're getting shorter, too.
Calm down, Frodo.
No, Jeff, he's 6'6". It just means that you're like 7'4". And
yeah, that means you're 8 foot. I'm 7'4". Yeah, you're right. You're right, Skippy. You're 6'6".
I'm playing in the NBA next season.
You guys don't want to see me in a cage, man. I'm just too talented, and I'm too violent, and I'm too good.
No, dude, actually, I think you and Chris Gregory is a great matchup. You know, actually, what I think is a great matchup is I think that you and me, we'll tag team up. We'll do a Texas death strap match against Chris Gregory and his best friend, Scott Smith.
Could happen.
I say that, first of all, that's a cool idea. Second of all, Chris does not want to fight me in a cage. I promise you.
I'm getting the idea that Chris doesn't want to fight anybody in a cage. He just likes the idea of talking about fighting in a cage.
Somebody call up Scotty and let's ask him what he thinks about Chris.
Nobody has his number.
Right now, Chris is quitting. Dude, Chris is just not even, like, he's probably sitting at home just throwing shit. These assholes.
Oh, dude, yeah. He just turned off the computer.
Yeah, he's like, assholes. Oh, dude, I think what? What card is everybody looking forward to this weekend?
This weekend? Rough. Yeah. I think. I don't know. There's so many good fights this weekend.
I'm not lying. I'm looking forward to it.
The worst part about my weekend is that all day Saturday, I have to work from 7 in the morning until 4 fucking o'clock. I'm not
hey,
real
I gotta
happy
work
about
Saturday.
That.
Oh, wah.
Yeah.
I got to work all day Saturday.
My work is a little bit different than your work. And this day is even like, it's like one of the 3 worst days of my work year. I have to sit there and answer the phone like I work at the fucking Jerry Lewis fundraiser, but I'm not working a fundraiser.
You do 3 times
7
a year.
Hours, bro, in sitting in front of a fucking phone. Man, you know how much that sucks?
Yep. A lot. I think about you when I'm watching those guys fight.
I just know
so
that
cool.
I'm
it's
sending
the
right guys. I wouldn't
hey,
doubt it.
That'd be hilarious.
We're all sitting here. Does Glory debut this month on Spike? Or next
month? On the 14th. The card on the 14th, I think, is the debut.
So it's September the debut.
But you're not going to be watching that. You're going to be watching Jeff and me at Cage Warrior Combat 7.
I was sorry, I thought you were telling me a joke.
Huh?
Because I definitely be watching. I'll be watching Glory on Spike.
You'll be watching the Cage Warrior Combat 7. That's your line and you're sticking to it. Whatever you really do is nobody's business, but stick to the program.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching the number one promotion in all of the West Coast, if not all of the United States. That's Cage Warrior Combat with probably the single-handed greatest commentators ever to grace a microphone for any combat sports next to the great and almighty Lenny Hart would have to be Lepaki and Jeff. So I don't.
Dude, you got to admit, it was pretty good that I only dropped 2 F-bombs in like 3.5 hours on the last one.
But they seemed really fucking out of place when you said it.
That's because there was only two of them, and you guys are so used to hearing, like, two a sentence that you were like...
By the way, hold on, I want to go back on that. Last week when you opened up about the homeless rant, I went back and counted it. In less than 3 minutes and a total of 7.5 fucking complete sentences, you said fuck 16 times.
Yes,
you were like, that fucking homeless fucking guy, I don't know what the fuck these homeless fucking people are fucking...
And sure enough,
our next guest was a preacher who just saved 3 drowning kittens from a lake that was on fire, and he came to tell us the story, and every word coming out of your mouth always in cue is fuck, 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 fucking, fucking, fuck. Fuckity, fuck, fuck, and fuck.
You have that homeless preacher, right? The guy that used to be homeless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I don't know why Will Fosse hates homeless people, because I love them. I love dating homeless girls, because you could drop them off anywhere.
They're always home.
That's right.
They're always home.
I think they live with you. They're always home.
That's the problem, see?
Hey, what do you guys think about Lamar Odom in that stupid prenup for every year he cheated? She gets an extra $500,000 in the divorce. I was like, I would have never signed that.
Why would you? How stupid is she to have? If you're putting that in the prenup, then why are you even getting married? You already know he's cheating on you. If you have a clause that says, if you cheat on, every time you cheat on me, I get $500,000. That's like, you already know. And I think that Lamar's even more stupid because he like signed the agreement. He's like, oh yeah, sure, baby. I'll never
see. If I was Lamar, they said his estimated net worth is $56 million. You're telling me you can't fly down to, like, Aruba or Chile or Thailand or somewhere and have a one-night fling and fly back with somebody who will never know who you are? That's how you do it.
Well, dude, here's my thing, is why do you play in the NBA and have a fucking old lady anyway?
That's a really good point.
You're going to be longer.
If I was in the NBA, man, I'd have 32 old ladies. One in every town. And every year, like before the season started. Well, yeah, I would have broads. But every year before the season started, I would go to that town and I would put like an ad out and I would go do interviews for who was going to be my girl for that year when I came to town on my one or two visits.
Man, did you steal that from Tiger Woods?
No, but these guys should be talking to me, man. That's a great idea, man. You just do like a whole... It would be like Mayweather Canelo. You know how they're like doing the press tour, going around? But what we do is we just go around and we interview shorties and we figure out who you're going to knock boots with when you come to town. You know, after the game, who's going to go have dinner with you, keep you company. You know, these are the kind of things that, you know, good management brings to the table.
Yes. Well, speaking of good management, let me manage my time by giving a big shout out to my sponsors real quick. And
Joe Mama Pizza.
Please check
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Jack's
big
Media,
shout out to Joe
helping
Mama
give
Pizza.
Fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jack's Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jacksmedia.ca. Jack's Media, design with an edge. Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong. Rigid. Unyielding. Get Cast Iron Strong. MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors. Draco Impact Armor. Clench Custom Mouth Guards. Cast Iron Supplements. Brawl Base. Pro-Am Belts. Game Changer Clothing. Never Tap. Hype Fight Store. Intimidation Clothing. Ink Tank Tattoo. 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes,
Big T's Nightclub, and ACS Live TV.
Okay, folks, thank you to all our great sponsors. Please go check them out. We got like 15 seconds left, guys. Give you a shout out.
Big shout out to On It, Alpha Brain, Bulletproof Coffee. I'm actually weaning myself off of Rockstars and going straight Bulletproof Coffee, bro. Combined with my Alpha Brain, I'm going to be unstoppable in the next
season. Eagle!
Osprey.
Sacrifice for the true remains of the new blood.